Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you a frequent international traveler who needs reliable mobile phone service? Then switch to CBA Top Mobile. Our phone service is available in over 150 countries and includes texting and calling from those countries. For comments from our many satisfied users, visit our website and click on Reviews. Traveling and staying connected has never been easier.
Number 71. What service is being advertised? Number 72. What does the speaker emphasize about the service? Number 73. What does the speaker say can be found on the website? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Jalil. This is Kira calling from Seaside Dental. You have an appointment for next week, but you asked me to let you know if an earlier appointment opened up. Well, I'm calling because we just had a cancellation for this afternoon at 4 o'clock, so you can see the dentist today if you can come in then. Please call as soon as possible to let me know. Also, remember that our office is in a different location now. We're in the same building, but we've moved to the ground floor.
Number 74. Where does the speaker work? Number 75. Why is the speaker calling? Number 76. What does the speaker say has recently changed? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following broadcast.
Welcome to WBY Radio's weekly small business report. Our first story is about recent developments in Ryder Industries, the country's leading manufacturer of cleaning supplies. Last year, Ryder's market research team found that many consumers prefer to use products that are safe for the environment. As a result, Ryder introduced a line of all-natural cleaning supplies. The new line of green products has been so successful that Ryder's sales have gone up by 19%. The company forecasts even greater profits after it launches a digital and print advertising campaign in September.
Number 77. What does Ryder Industries make? Number 78. What do customers like about the new line of merchandise? Number 79. According to the speaker, what will happen in September? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I called this staff meeting to tell you about some changes we've made here at the stationery store in preparation for the start of the school year. We've arranged displays with our best-selling items, like pens and notebooks, towards the front of the store to make them easier for shoppers to find. And speaking of popular items, a lot of customers will be looking for pencil cases, and I'm aware there aren't many in stock. I ordered more from our supplier a month ago, but it's a busy time of year. There's really nothing we can do, so please ask customers to come back at a later time.
Number 80. What type of merchandise does the store sell? Number 81. Why have store displays been rearranged? Number 82. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"It's a busy time of year"?
Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following tour information.
My name is Ned, and I'll be your guide on today's zoo tour. The fenced pathways will lead us past areas where our animals are allowed to roam free. I'm sure you'll be impressed with the natural habitats that have been carefully recreated for our zoo animals to live in. At the end of the tour, we'll visit the gift shop, where I suggest you pick up a copy of All Our Animals, a guidebook that has beautiful pictures of the animals you'll see today. And please remember, don't make phone calls on your cell phone during the tour.
Number 83. According to the speaker, what is impressive about the zoo? Number 84. What does the speaker recommend doing after the tour? Number 85. What does the speaker say is not allowed during the tour? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Thanks for coming to today's meeting. First, I'd like to congratulate you on the Rivera Shoes account. As you know, last quarter our agency launched an ad campaign for our client Rivera Athletic Shoes. It featured soccer star Giovanni Casari. Today I can share with you the news that since those ads were released, Rivera has seen sales increase by almost 40%. I've been in this industry a long time, and I've never seen anything like it. To keep the momentum going, we're going to bring back Giovanni for another series of ads. His training schedule is pretty tight, but we're hoping to set up a photo shoot with him sometime in April.
Number 86. Where do the listeners most likely work? Number 87. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"I've never seen anything like it"?
Number 88. What does the speaker hope to schedule in April? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Ms. Patel. This is Shelley from Valley Landscape Company. I was working on your property today, and I took a look at the area where you wanted me to plant a flower garden. Well, the problem is, that area doesn't get much sun, so only a few types of flowers will grow there. I know you really liked the flowers you chose for that spot, but I hope you can be flexible. I left a catalog in your mailbox, and I suggest you look it over. I'd like to finish landscaping your yard this week, so please call me back and let me know your decision as soon as possible.
Number 89. Why is the speaker calling the customer? Number 90. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"I hope you can be flexible"?
Number 91. What did the speaker leave for the customer? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Before we conclude this management meeting, I want to remind you that the company's computer network will be unavailable starting Friday evening at 8 o'clock. Our technology service team will be installing several software updates over the weekend and should be finished by Sunday. There are special instructions for shutting down computers on Friday and logging back into the system on Monday, so I'd like each of you to email the employees you manage to let them know. I'll forward you the link to the instructions right after this meeting. If you get any questions related to this update, please ask employees to contact Oliver Wilson, the IT specialist in charge of this project.
Number 92. According to the speaker, what will begin on Friday? Number 93. What does the speaker ask listeners to do? Number 94. Who is Oliver Wilson? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following tour information and brochure.
Can I have everyone's attention at the front of the bus? Well, I hope you enjoyed your lunch at Emmons Cafe. As I mentioned earlier, it first opened in 1882 and has been operating longer than any other restaurant in Carter City. Now, if you look out the windows on the left, you'll see that we're entering the Carter Nature Preserve. And according to our schedule, we're right on time. We'll be spending about 2 hours here, and it might rain, so be sure to grab your jackets. As you get off the bus, I'll pass out booklets with information about the plants and birds you'll be seeing in the preserve.
Number 95. What does the speaker say about Emmons Cafe? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What time is this talk most likely being given? Number 97. What does the speaker say she will distribute? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following broadcast and map.
And now for the Radford City sports news. We were all disappointed that the championship basketball game between our own Eagles and the Bulldogs was canceled last Saturday night because of the big snowstorm. The game has been rescheduled for this Thursday evening at 7 o'clock at the Radford Arena. Tickets are going fast, but don't worry if you can't get a ticket. You can watch the game on the local television channel. Snow removal is ongoing, and all parking areas at the arena will be open except one. The area that'll be closed is the one closest to Main Street. Go Eagles!
Number 98. Why was a basketball game rescheduled? Number 99. According to the speaker, why might a listener watch a game on television? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which parking area will be closed? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.